Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. My name is Ben Madden, and I am the digital marketing specialist here at Eden Exchange. Today on Eden Exchanges, our founder and CEO, Raghu Rajakumar, spoke with Steve Shirley, who is the director at Finstead Capital. Listener Steve and Raghu share their thoughts on the integral partnership between Eden Exchange and Finstead Capital, two market leaders in the business buying and selling space, how changing interest rates are shifting a potential buyer's mindset and approach to buying a business, perhaps permanently, how technology, including AI, has changed the way financial institutions operate, tips and tricks to be finance and seller ready, an upcoming business selling masterclass that you won't want to miss, and so much more. Tune in now to check it out.
Hi there, everyone. My name's Raghu. I'm the founder of Eden Exchange. Today, our special guest is Stephen Shirley from Finstead Capital. We're really excited about a discussion today. We're going to go through some of the interesting trends going on in the finance sector today, both economic, technological. On the other side, we're looking at some of the opportunities that present itself for people who potentially are looking to get into business, experienced business owners, or people looking to either buy or sell businesses for the first, second, third time. Now, thanks a lot for your time, Stephen.
Absolute pleasure, Raghu. Great to be here.
It's been fantastic working with you guys over the last couple of months or so, where we've had this alliance arrangement to the other, where we get to see what's going on in the transaction sector and the finance sector. But before delving into that, for the listeners, can you give us an understanding about your background, your role in the company, and some of your experience in the financial sector?
Yeah, happily. I've been in financial services for over 20 years now, as evidenced by my lack of hair. And that's been across finance and insurance, ostensibly. And currently, I own and operate the business Finstead Capital that you referenced before, which is a commercial finance brokerage. So we offer clients access to whole of market solutions for all of their funding needs, from asset finance transactions to acquisition funding, which is a big part of how we work together, working capital, commercial property, these kinds of lines. So that's the business. That's the business as it stands, and my role in it.
Fantastic. Now, it's always the hard question, but what do you think really sets Finstead Capital apart from other institutions in the market or any other entities that provide what be construed as a similar service?
Yeah, sure. I mean, look, there's a proliferation of brokerages out there, and certainly commercial ones. Increasingly, I've seen over the last decade an enormous amount of new brokerages popping up all the time. And I think, the industry broadly does continue to improve, but there's many guys out there. I think with regard to Finstead, the real difference, if you like, does come down to people. I think that's true across most industries, but certainly in ours. So we here have a team of highly competent brokers that have been in the industry many years themselves, who are all specialists in supporting the small business roadmap, if you like, with regard to their credit requirements across their business lifespan. So we operate in, as brokers, we operate with a whole range of lenders, as you might appreciate. There's an increasing amount of lenders in this space and with a whole variety of products. I mean, there are literally hundreds of products on offer now, and a new lender seems to appear constantly. So our role and our differentiator, if you like, is around our experience with those products, our ability to adopt new products and ensure that we are getting the best outcome for our customers through the acquisition phase, through expansion, even on exit. There's a range of products that help assist. And because we've been through that journey so many times with so many small businesses, we have real insight into a day in the life of those businesses and the people within them. And I think that sort of real world experience is something that really assists us standing out from our competitors.
Great. And that real world experience, I think, is what sort of made us connect. You'll see at Eden, we're literally obsessed in terms of ensuring that we're getting the best outcomes or getting deals on behalf of the users or the entities or in our ecosystem. Now, that being said, what has been your expertise, or how do you think it complements Eden Exchange, where we're looking to provide comprehensive support for individuals navigating the buying and selling process?
Yeah, well, I agree. I think we've got very similar approaches as business in that regard, and the partnership thus far, I think, has given clients certainly those purchasing business, but again, at every stage of the business lifecycle, it's given those clients access to many years of experience across both of our entities in navigating the complexities of a business purchase and ownership, again, all the way through to exit. Your team at Eden obviously have access to so many interesting and exciting opportunities for business owners, either existing or intended, and for them to explore what the best outcome might be for them. So I think our integrated alliance perhaps means that we are having early conversations with clients so that we can ensure, you know, we're well prepared for a purchase or expansion event when it actually comes to credit needs. So I think it's all about getting to know clients, understanding the journey that they're on, and working with them through that entire journey. And I think that your platform and resources really support that by bringing us in early into that process and making sure that we're building that roadmap for those customers to get the best possible outcomes at both a purchase and a credit level.
Fantastic. Now, when it comes to buyers of businesses, what sort of support does Finstead provide throughout the buying journey? And how do you think this sort of enhances their decision-making throughout their purchasing journey?
Yeah, well, again, I think that does come to the sort of that early engagement in particular, because we can really help clients, because, you know, not all that glistens isn't gold, right? So many clients might come into a conversation looking to purchase a business, but it may or may not be the right one for them for any range of reasons. I think where we really add value in that early stage is understanding precisely what their affordability might look like. So looking at if they're purchasing an existing business, for example, being able to help them understand how that business has performed and what any additional debt facilities might do to the profitability of that business. So really having an open conversation about what level of commitment a buyer might want to take on, to ensure that they can continue to have success in the context that they're operating and the businesses that they're purchasing. I think also because we're integrated at a relationship and from a technology perspective, we're there with the client nice and early, so we can gather all of those documents, help them understand what the financials of a business look like, what they can expect on the journey, such that they're informed and armed with all the necessary information and products early in that journey. And then again, that extends all the way through, but certainly with regard to their investment decisions, having real clarity about what they can and can't afford and what sort of commitments they're taking on, we found it to be enormously useful for those clients.
Sure. And on the flip side, how about for sellers using Eden Exchange? How do you think the alliance with Finstead can help maximize the journey? And what sort of guidance do you provide throughout that process of trying to optimize it?
Yeah, look, I think the best support we can offer a client exiting a business is to ensure, firstly, that there's clarity around the exit cost or the remaining balance of any loan facilities that they may have taken out during that process, so they can understand what an exit might look like, at least at a financial level. And again, supporting that buyer with their own finance needs. Obviously, a lot of transactions do fall over on the basis of poor or perhaps not fully informed advice around the correct financial instruments to be able to complete a purchase. So yeah, really supporting that buyer with that journey and ensuring there's no roadblocks so they can have a successful acquisition themselves.
How do you think the collaboration between Finstead Capital and Eden Exchange can enhance this experience for buyers and sellers entering into a transaction or looking for a transaction? So do you think this is a combined expertise and technology value that can differentiate the services provided?
Yeah, look, I really do. And experience has shown that to be true. And I think similar to some of the things we've already discussed, it's all about having the appropriate experts available to ensure that there's no disconnect between the identification of an opportunity right through to the sourcing of the best finance products and making sure those clients are fully supported on that journey accordingly. We, as alliance partners, deeply integrate together and understand each other's processes and client bases, such that we're all working towards the same goal, which is the successful acquisition of a business, doing so on a combined basis for the best outcomes. And so those relationships that we hold between our respective businesses and the clients by extension really means that we're all sitting around a table and working to the best outcomes of those clients with the right experts. I think that's a really key point.
Thanks so much, Stephen. Look, always loved working with you because you understand the proposition, the technology market, and realistically what people really need from this. They're trying to find the best solution, the quickest line where they can find the way they can finance either the business of their dream or fund the business of their dream. Now, what are you seeing going on in the market? We're in fairly precarious times or unusual times with different interest rates. We've got different demographic changes. We've got immigration changes. What's your take on where the finance market is right now in the business sector?
Yeah, it's a really interesting question. And it's not the first time we've seen a sort of hardening of markets and a change in rates and cost. Obviously, rates are rising for everyone. And so that does change people's appetite to purchase in the first instance and probably makes them dive a bit deeper into a business in the second. One of the things that we do always see happen in a market like this, and I know that you go across the entire market in terms of sale and otherwise, but we really do often see a bit of a flight to safety when there's uncertainty in the market. Safety often in this context looks like a franchise business in many occasions, or at least a very well-established business that's highly systemized, highly profitable with great people behind it and a good reputation. So we do see, while we might see other types of business fall away, for example, we see a lot less Mercedes and Porsches being purchased when there's some uncertainty. What we do see is a lot more people buying businesses and good businesses. So it's not as though activity stops when there's uncertainty, but we certainly do see, like I mentioned, that kind of flight to safety approach where people really want to ensure their financial futures by attaching themselves to a great business.
And to tell you the truth, we've been in this industry for years now, and for years, it'll be the seller, the franchisor, for whatever reason, will be saying the financial institutions and the banks aren't lending, the fintechs aren't lending. Now, we know that's not always the case. There are different factors around it. But look, at a higher level, are there any things that are on one side the purchaser of a business or a franchise should be thinking about when they come in with their eyes open to a business when it comes to financing? And now on the other side, anything in this case a franchisor could be thinking about to ensure that their business is financially viable for an institution to lend to?
In terms of the view of lenders and the way they're approaching these things, is the simple truth is that their appetite remains and good businesses are still being purchased. Both of those things are considerations. That is to say, the appetite of a lender to take on a particular client in the first instance. So that's the purchaser making sure that they are financially sound, have the relevant experience, that they are in fact a good bet in terms of their ongoing ability to make sure the business not just survives but in fact thrives, as well as the business itself being viable even without the new operator coming in. So in terms of the preparation for an incoming purchaser of a business, their work history is really important. They want to have a really strong bio speaking to their capability to run this business, as well as having all of their financials up to date. Because while the business needs to stand alone in terms of its profitability, their ability to earn and operate in a similar capacity and earn a good living is really important as far as lenders are concerned. The other big consideration is deposit and availability of cash. Lenders want to see some skin in the game. They don't want to take all of the risk, and they want people to be prepared to back themselves and to do that by putting some money into a transaction. So it's really important to make sure that there's a good, solid history of savings and that they are capitalized to an extent where they can actually conclude a transaction for a new business.
It's very interesting because we'll get people coming in anywhere from, look, I have the hint that it'll be a great idea to buy and sell a business, to the other extent, I've got everything in order, I've got everything in place, I need to try and make a transaction viable in the next week. Now, within that framework, where do you think is the best time to reach out to someone like you?
Yeah, well in advance of that. It's very rare that you can turn a transaction like this around in a week. Particularly the larger the institution that you're borrowing money from, typically the slower the response. So obviously everyone is rate sensitive and wants the cheapest rates. And that typically necessitates that we would approach a bank. And that process is certainly not a week-long process. So I think the key there is really early conversations around their intent so that we can get all of the write-ups, the memos, understanding the business itself, understanding the financials, both sides of that equation. So really it's about preparation there, Raghu, I'd say.
And how would people reach out to you? I know we have a lot of different channels and capture pages and the technology system that facilitates that introduction. But how do you think is the best way to approach someone like you?
Yeah, it's always a conversation. And I think there's Finstead Capital, we're always available, certainly through all of the technology that you offer and your portal. And that remains true. We're on the end of that and we will respond immediately. We have, of course, phone lines and emails. It's really a question of just reaching out, asking for a conversation, and we're ready to have it. We have plenty of staff here who are amply resourced to, respond and have those conversations. So I'd encourage people to pick up the phone or send us an email and we'll get straight back to them if we don't answer immediately to begin the conversation.
What's your take here in terms of there's a lot of technology transition? We see, we see fintechs come, we see them go, we see AI coming on board, automation. So there's a whole shift going on in the way that people approach finance as well as how they approach matching that with the opportunity. Now, are you seeing any key things that right now you're observing in your business or you're seeing that may affect this industry as a whole in the next few years?
Yeah, I think the AI question is a really interesting one. And obviously, that's going to, continue to get more sophisticated. And, we've been considering how that might look with regard to, preparation of submissions. And I certainly know a lot of the bigger financial institutions are considering the same things. So I think there is a change there. The current state of play probably speaks to, there's some really cool tech out there and there's a lot of fintech businesses. They do respond really neatly to more simple transactions. So if you're buying a car, for example, that's really quite a straightforward process. And you can tech out a lot of that process. When it comes to the more complex transactions like a business acquisition, there is still, and I see an ongoing need for human interaction in that process, because it's very much a conversation about understanding an individual, where they're at. I spoke before about the bios of people. So experience is really important. And so there has to be a human element for my money in that process. And I think that'll continue irrespective. But certainly I think we'll continue to see more and more matching engines and tech finance processes. But I think for now they're best placed in that sort of simpler transaction space.
Excellent. So I think you could say the holy grail for us is in terms of assessing the creditworthiness, financing viability of an entire deal, the buyer, the seller, the deal, and allowing for a smooth process where the financing can be done. So that's where sort of like a North Star of where we're trying to get to. Do you ever see that occurring?
A lot of that information gathering, I think, can occur, through a tech process and that deep integration. I think, what we speak to is you collate so much information around the purchaser and what they're interested in doing, and have deep relationships and tech access to a lot of your franchisor clients, for example, and certainly your sellers. Now, our ability to integrate there and continue that process. It takes away a lot of need for duplication, takes away a lot of need for, you know, everyone having repeated conversations about the same piece. So our ability to collaborate for a whole range of outcomes from the same information gathering process, I think, you know, is constantly being refined and is definitely to the advantage of the of everyone involved in the transaction, buyers and sellers.
Brilliant. Now, look, collaboratively, we're about to release some sets of materials that are, you know, really framed around times when financing could be appropriate. It could be end of financial year. It could be a refinancing time. It could be time for equipment financing. It could be time for end of calendar year. Now, in terms of educating the market of getting the finances in order and also learning about getting themselves finance ready, we're about to release some information and also some material encouraging that and also guiding the market and how to go about doing that. But from your take, Steve, what's the best bet in terms of planning your activity to make sure you're most finance ready?
Yeah, well, I think it's very much a question of timing to your conversation. I mean, we're about to hit the end of the financial year. So, you know, accountants are going to have an awful couple of months, and usually accountant prepared financials are a critical part of a transaction like the ones we're talking about. So I think getting returns done as early as possible and having that conversation with your accountant or whatever professional services you access as a business around around those services, I think that's really important to stay ahead of the game. Don't let your returns languish. Make sure that all of your information is in order at any point. So I think that's a really useful comment from timing. And I think, you know, the education stuff that we're speaking to really does assist that, so that people can see when the right time to be making various decisions are. I mean, we're just coming up to the end of financial year, I mentioned again, and the, you know, a massive reduction in the instant asset write-off that businesses have been enjoying for a long time now. And so there's a bit of a rush on assets just now to make sure that people can enjoy the tax benefits that come with asset purchases within this financial year. And that means a few things. It means that there's a real strain on availability of assets. It means there's real pressure on credit departments and brokers to make sure that submissions are entered both quickly and appropriately to ensure that the transactions can occur in the financial year. And one of the great problems there is if people are ill prepared insofar as financials aren't available, or you know, their savings aren't to the level that they need to be, or they haven't identified the appropriate assets. So I think it all comes to planning so that the process can be smooth. It's the last minute stuff that always causes problems for, well, everyone in that chain. So I think preparation is the key.
Excellent. So look, getting your finances in order, preparing for that transaction and making sure you're finance ready, it's simple yet complicated. We're seeing one of the biggest transformations of wealth, potentially the history of, you know, multiple generations. We're getting multiple sellers, numerous sellers approaching more than we've ever experienced, trying to find an exit pathway, a transition plan for their business. Now, we'll be hosting a webinar on July 11th to really unpack all of the elements for a seller trying to exit to ensure the financing element is in place. Now, Stephen, you'll be running that webinar. What do you think, you know, listeners should be expecting on that webinar, and what you plan to cover?
Yeah, I think it's a really useful topic, and thank you for suggesting it. I think understanding or preparing for the exit of a business, at least from a financial perspective, is a really sensible thing and often overlooked. The sale of a business is not always that well considered, and like, let's just sell and then deal with the information as it stands. So for that webinar, I'm really hoping that we can dive deeply into some questions around how to make sure that the expenditures of a business are where they should be, considering your financial statements, timing things right around the market and what's trending, what isn't, understanding the competitors, anyone's that are coming up that are going to impact that sale, really understanding various strategies to make sure that business is as attractive as possible to the broader market. They're just some of the things I was thinking we would cover. I'm looking forward to it.
Definitely looking forward to that. We'd highly recommend anyone interested to pop your name down for that. And then one of the team will be in touch with you ASAP to ensure you're there and get you ready for the process of selling. And it's also relevant to buyers as well, who want to get a much better understanding of what's going on in the market and how to really get themselves finance ready for a business. One more question, Stephen. Look, you're right in the midst of what's going on. What's getting you out of the bed in the morning now? It can't be just to be your stock standard finance broker. What is it that's moving you to? What's getting you motivated to do what you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Well, the first thing to say is my kids get me out of bed every morning. They are noisy and hard work. I do love them. But no, in terms of our business, we're really excited about the opportunities that this market is presenting, and certainly this alliance with Eden. So we continue to grow. We continue to grow sensibly. I have a fantastic team here. I love getting around those guys. We're developing all the time, both with regard to our partnerships and our capabilities as staff. So I think what's always, having been a small businessman myself for such a long time in finance, insurance, I've even been a franchisee and franchisor for a time. So what's always really motivated me and what I'm excited about moving forward is that continued support of small businesses on their journey. I'd love to see a business succeed, and being able to claim to have been even a small part of that journey is enormously satisfying. So we want to continue doing that, continue servicing our clients to hopefully their great benefit. That's exactly what I'm looking forward to doing more and more in the future.
Excellent. And loving being on the journey with you, Steve. I think anyone interested, again, we encourage you to reach out to the team, and we'll ensure you on the best pathway towards your financing journey. Apart from that, Stephen, loved having you on. I would love to have you again for an update as the market progresses and also as we continue to build the alliance we have together. So thanks again for your time.
Love to be a part of it, mate. Thanks so much for having me on.
And that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us, Steve. It was a pleasure learning about Finstead Capital and the work your company does. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about buying or selling your business, just click the link below to sign up for our masterclass on July 11th. To discover what franchising opportunities are currently available, head to our website and check out the latest listings. Eden Exchanges was brought to you by the team at Eden Exchange. In this episode, we spoke to Steve Shirley, who is the director at Finstead Capital. To find out more about Steve and Finstead Capital, or to discover other Eden Exchanges episodes, head to our website at www.edenexchange.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at Eden Exchange for the latest updates, news, and opportunities in Australia's trusted business marketplace. Thanks for listening.